Introducing Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB, AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He's speaking to us from Arizona. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Glad to be here, Jim. VRTrader.com is our website, as you probably already announced, but we are not financial advisors, nor do we provide financial advice, but we do provide educational information on the markets.
Mark, do we still have a special offer for our listeners?
For you guys, we do everything. 50% off any of our newsletters. Go to VRTrader.com and enter the promo code 2022 half off, 2022 HALFOFF, and you can get 50% off for any time frame you sign up for.
Mark, the stock markets started the week off quite strongly, then corrected. Is this what we're going to see, a really choppy market in the not-too-distant future?
We're in a real interesting time frame. You know, historically, many refer to October as being the, quote-unquote, the bear killer, where you get sell-offs or big bottoms in the market and then year-end rallies. We could see a bunch of both here. You know, there's a lot of forces at work here. We got the election in the U.S. coming up. We have, for example, today Joe Biden comes out of the blue and decriminalizes marijuana for any federal offense, and the marijuana stocks, some instances, jump 15-20%. Of course, they're really cheap. They're in the cellar. But, you know, these political-type moves, I mean, he could do anything. I mean, he could decide that it's okay to drill oil in the U.S. and, you know, change previous policies just to get votes, and obviously that could move markets. Of course, we saw crude oil and oil stocks up anyway, but, you know, it's sort of a tough time. I mean, the technical work that I do says that we're still in a bear market. We're going a lot lower. Doesn't mean we can't go higher first. It's sort of just a trading environment. You know, my opinion for long-term investors is you're not there yet. And unless you're trading the market, we could see it substantially lower here in the months ahead over the next year or two in particular. You know, there's still strong interest in, you know, the inflation scenario, and I don't think the Fed is capable of solving that problem, though you might see some temporary indications otherwise, and I'm looking for substantially, you know, higher rates unless they kick Powell out, you know, which could happen. You know, get new legislators in, and he loses his term, and suddenly you get another advocate for, you know, lower rates in there, and things could turn around, and you get sharp stock market rallies. So it's going to be a lot of fun here going forward. So my bottom line is, you know, if you're trading, take it a day at a time, and we'll wait for, you know, strong technical confirmation and fundamental confirmation of a bottom. I mean, frankly, my overall view is that we're going back to the March 2020 lows, which is considerably below where the market is now. That's another 15-20% down. Whether that happens in 3 months or 6 months or 9 months, it's going to happen, I believe. So there's still considerable downside risk. But, you know, if you're trading, there's stuff moving. Like I just mentioned, you know, oil-related shares start to pop. Today you had the marijuana shares jump up, you know, on a news story. So there's always fun stuff to do out there.
I think the Biden move was to pardon people convicted of simple possession federally. They haven't decriminalized anything yet. So you can still get charged tomorrow with possession.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's still on the schedule that says that it's in the same category as heroin and LSD and so forth. So this is the first move, you know, that perhaps, you know, Congress and the Senate and the House here in the U.S. will decide to decriminalize it and to put it into another category, which would be, as you say, the more consistent outcome. Yeah, but this is just the first step, and, you know, they've been... It's a political move, no question about it, whether it changes. But the stocks responded, so they're, you know, they're looking, you know, for more of a technical bounce here, and certainly they're oversold enough that could happen. But all the news that you would ideally want to see in that space, you're right, has not happened.
I haven't seen the long-range weather forecasts, but will natural gas be going up a lot more as we head into the colder months?
I'm positive on it. You know, it's had a correction, and, you know, many gave up on crude oil, you know, thinking that was over. You know, of course, you know, my long-term view is, you know, considerably higher, you know, in the months and years ahead. I mean, crude oil, you know, $200, $300 a barrel the next two, three, 4 years is all possible, unless, you know, we suddenly get a big regime change here in the U.S. and they really start producing a lot of oil and they open up pipelines and do a lot of dramatic shifting in policy. But there's going to be shortages out there with the present attitude on the part of the Democrats in the U.S. So, you know, and there's still world demand for it, and we're not going to convert to EVs so fast. So, yeah, but to answer your question on natural gas, we had a bit of a correction, and looks to me like it's coming off a bottom. Rough winter in Europe, and you know, the whole Putin-Euro conflict, you know, is still very much front page news. So I wouldn't bet against lower natural gas prices for now.
What do you think is going to happen with gold? Is it going to become more popular and really pop in price?
You know, I'm in the same camp with gold and gold stocks. Unfortunately, the stock market, I think we're going back to the March 2020 lows, which is still, you know, lower than we've been. So there could be a trade to the upside. There was a little resiliency the last couple of days when the U.S. dollar backed off a little bit, Jim. And, you know, there was a little uptick here in some of the names. There's no question in my mind on a long, long-term basis you'll do okay. But, you know, if you go back to those March 20 lows, you know, you could have a better buy, you know. So, you know, gold could be under $1,500 an ounce priced in U.S. dollars in that scenario, maybe even a bit lower, and the shares, you know, could not do as well. So if you're taking a long-term position, you know, then I could you know, back you on it. But, you know, we still have not gotten rid of the manipulation factor in that market. I mean, it's, you know, people ask, why hasn't gold got up? And we've talked about this numerous times. It's one of the most manipulated markets that exists. And, you know, central banks have been lending the gold out to traders, and some of the big firms like J.P. Morgan got into trouble manipulating the market. There's actually lawsuits you can pull up on the internet where they've been charged and convicted for manipulating the market. And the bottom line, unfortunately, is the government's behind all this. They want to suppress the price of gold, and you know, whether they could do that with silver, because silver is more of industrial applications as well, but you know, it depends on your time frame. I guess that's really my answer. I mean, at some point it's going to run. Each dog has its day. And at some point the U.S. dollar is going to back off, and that'll give some backbone to a rally. But will the government get out of the way with the manipulation? We have read, however, that a lot of governments are acquiring gold. It's really the only real money. I think J.P. Morgan was quoted something to that effect, that the only real money is gold. So at some point the arrow clear, and we'll have a big move to the upside. So, you know, I have a few coins. You know, I keep them in the vault, and you know, there's going to be a play here. But I'm not convinced that we've hit a, you know, big bottom here, a tradable bottom maybe. But I'm still thinking the big move is a ways off.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Mark, is there any big action in the uranium market right now?
Uranium got a little quiet. You know, lithium has been stronger. You know, the you know, they're still bullish. I mean, I'm looking at the big name Cameco, which is the big U.S. producer, and, you know, the stock is closer to 52-week highs than most stocks. So there's still a play here. You know, this is the ultimate solution to our energy crisis, and at some point Germany and other places that have poo-pooed nuclear power are going to realize that's the place to be. So it's a good long-term hold, and you know, CCJ is probably the biggest name in the space, but there are some ETFs out there that you can also buy and play the space. So it's a hold. You know, it's going to go, and it's volatile, but I think you've seen you know, big bottom in it. I think as the realization comes that it's more and more needed than prior. You know, there's been a lot of anti-uranium sentiment for a long time, and I think that's starting to change.
What's your outlook for cryptos?
You know, we're in our newsletter. We have positions in Ethereum and in Bitcoin. You know, all the news is, I don't say uniformly, but pretty much uniformly negative. It's just crazy. You know, the attitude is they're going to go to zero, and the government's going to come in and zero them out, and suddenly, you know, a government crypto is going to be created, a crypto coin, and this is going to be where all the transactions are going to be dealt. But, you know, I don't believe that. You know, I'm more that, you know, people want to get away from government and control, and they want to have control of their money. They don't want it confiscated. I mean, if you get a government crypto system set up where all your money and cash disappears, you know, it's a war against cash. Governments want to get rid of it because that way, you know, they can control your activities or monitor you or even cut you off. So the thirst for freedom is really what crypto is all about, to get away from government control and supervision. So, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to shut down the internet so worldwide so people can't trade their cryptos. It's like saying they're going to try to get rid of cash. There's always going to be a black market for cash. So I think it's going to continue. I don't think it's all going away. Maybe, you know, some of the more speculative names are going to disappear. But I'm going to remain constructive. It may be a 2-3 year time frame. We've seen huge volatility in this market since it started, you know, 15 years ago or more, and I think it's still viable, but like anything else, it's tradable, and at the moment it's unclear whether we've hit a bottom or not, but big picture, I'm positive.
On the geocosmic front, anything we should be keeping an eye on the sky for?
Well, I got a little there's some type of event, you know, brewing out there now. I have to pull it up on the website. They're expecting something over the next couple trading days. You know, a solar event, and it was broadcast just, you know, within the last hour. But, you know, the big thing that got me going this past week in the geocosmic was the DART mission that, you know, sent a projectile into a asteroid, as you know, and apparently the mission, even though it successfully hit this small asteroid, it didn't really change its direction, from what I understand. So the mission was a failure, which means that Earth is at risk. We still, you know, if we can't move a little asteroid, this is a very small one, they're going to have to continue to test and test and test. But, you know, there is, you know, considerable risk for the planet, and it's out there. And the failure of this mission, I thought was very disappointing. You think that they were able to shift this little thing, and this was, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. But, you know, it's a question of saving the Earth. I mean, this is a serious risk for the planet. There's thousands of asteroids out there. We sort of joke about it, but, you know, there was large meteorites that came through the atmosphere, one in Russia a few years ago, that caused a lot of damage. And some, and these things came, by the way, came as surprises. That one that hit the had Russia was not forewarned by any stretch, and it caused a lot of damage. So we're very much at risk on the planet. So very disappointed about the DART mission, and you know, maybe there's some secret missions out there that have been successful, but this wasn't.
Oh, I thought it was going to take 2 months to get the results.
Oh, okay. I had read that a couple weeks later, yeah. They still just said a lot of dust was thrown around, but no confirmation of any ship. So
yeah.
You might
well,
be
well, some
on
of
that.
The things I've read on missions like that, you'd be more likely to influence it if you could just attach a rocket motor and push it or pull it or push it off to the side, slow it down, speed it up, and it'll miss The mission isn't to destroy it, but just slow it down a little bit. So just hitting it with 1,000 pounds or something probably isn't enough. If you think about it, that's not even what a pickup truck weighs, and look what it does in an accident. To expect a pickup truck to influence an asteroid, I don't think that's really, really realistic.
Well, I assume they were trying to move the darn thing, but in the geocosmic sphere, that to me was one of the biggest stories out there. I mean, you know, we post on the website. There's a website you can go to that, you know, it's no joke. I mean, thousands of asteroids are being tracked very seriously, and one gets off track and we don't see it, you know, you lose a city. I mean, you know, this is worrying about Russia and some small nuclear weapons going off in a European conflict. You know, an asteroid hits, you could forget about it. I mean, it could be 100 times more powerful than any atomic bomb, and you can't blame anybody for that. But
millions of times.
Millions, perhaps. You're right. So, anyway, that to me, that's sort of the big story out there. One of the big stories in the geocosmic sphere. As far as the solar, I think there's some flares floating around here, but so far we haven't had anything significant hit the planet. The ones that have come seem to have cut off shortwave radio and other communications, but nothing as big as the Carrington event that we keep talking about back in the mid-1800s. But it'll come one day. You know, it's like a super volcano going off. There, you just can't predict when. It could be 1 year or 1,000 years, but that is all geocosmic risk. We didn't do this DART mission for no reason. I mean, the powers that be realize there's planetary risk.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
My pleasure. Talk to you next week.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He was speaking to us from Arizona. If you have any questions for Mark or any of our other guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on BitChute at Talk Digital Network as well. We're on Facebook if you take a look there. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.